leap forward for the city of Portland, and I'm going to be proud to support it when it comes up for a vote, and I want to again thank everyone who's been involved in getting us to this point today. Other statements?
Well, I'd like to thank Commissioner Stan and the PDC and all the advocates for your work on this. I think, as you know from the questions I've been asking today, I am interested and committed to seeing more of that 61% to 80% going towards home ownership. And I hope that the PDC Commission will figure out how to make that happen. I'm also, you know, very supportive of what the African American Alliance of Home Ownership is suggesting. You know, I think I've learned we can't target resources per se to minority home ownership, but to the extent we can target home ownership as a category, I think we all understand on this council and certainly in this audience the tremendous benefits in terms of owning the largest asset that most of us will ever own in our lives is our house, and all the dividend that pays from home ownership in terms of investment in the neighborhood and being able to do other things. So I think that that's got to remain a focus here of our urban renewal efforts, and I hope that the commission will reflect these comments in its future decision making. And I'll be pleased to support this next week as well.
You would. Well, I'll just briefly make a couple comments. It was good testimony. I didn't want to leave it without some comments. You know, it's actually factual, and I was going to mention this in my opening, that poverty has declined in every single urban renewal district. And so we have to have a policy that looks 10, 20 years out as well as right now. And I think the likelihood is very high that poverty will continue to decline. If the commission, say, in the neighborhood spent, let's take Lentz, for example, 35%, which is the minimum on the very poor, that would produce 50 units over the next 5 years. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. So we you know, and if you spent the minimum on home ownership, you'd get 55 units and the maximum 115. And so if you look at these spending patterns, what you're going to see is probably at the end of the day, however the commission, and I really, you know, did want to point out, they have to balance this as the commission balances this money. You're going to get about half the actual units are going to be home ownership and about half the actual units are going to be rental, because you get more home ownership units per dollar because you're serving people at higher income. Those are going to add up to important numbers, but it's going to be several hundred units in each urban renewal district, and it's not enough. And so I think what we've done now is we've come together. We've had a good argument throughout this about exactly how the income guidelines should be spent. I think this is a good package. It has enough for everybody who's advocating for different issues to move forward. And the challenge that we have, I think, in the next 12 months, all of us, not once this council acts, is we got to make these programs get more leverage, more reach, and push, and then take our united front, come together around these guidelines, and go out as we did at the state and get some more resources. I do believe we can actually get these units up from where they are. I would also say that on the issue of the minority home ownership strategy, there is not enough money, but there is plenty of money in this budget to make substantial progress. To some extent, substantial progress isn't even enough because the numbers are terrible on these issues. The council does have budget requests in front of it from Mayor Potter and myself to get some general fund money in place, which can be then used for outreach, organizing, counseling. I actually think that the issue is as much one of getting people ready and organized in their own community, which means we have to fund some of the groups like the African American Home Ownership Alliance more aggressively. And that is not actually something that the tax increment funds can do, because they can only be spent on actual projects. So I just want to point out there's some corollary pieces here. I will be happy to support more money into some of these projects as soon as we get some of these systems working better. Some of these pieces right now, we could put unlimited money in and it wouldn't solve the problem. So I think we've had the right debate around these issues. Now I hope we can all come together, embrace these. There's plenty of room under these to make big progress. And then next year say, hey, we're moving so much more aggressively in some of these areas. Now what should the allocations be? And I think we can get there. So and again, thank Mayor Potter, who helped me get this through, and my colleagues. It's a great feeling.
I'll just close by saying I really appreciate the work of Commissioner Stinn, his leadership, Margaret Bax, the folks at PDC, the staff. I'm just very impressed with your staff, and day in and day out, they do a great job, and I just want them to know that. To the community who came in to testify today, I want to thank you. I think that this really isn't a versus situation, rental versus home ownership. I think we have to have a mix of both. What that right mix is, I think next year can help us, through the, a year's effort, see where we need to apply more resources. I think the changes that have been made to this make it more accommodating, and like the other commissioners that have spoken, I want to see the upper ends of those percentages put towards minority home ownership. We've made a commitment as a city to find 13,000 additional opportunities above and beyond what's being done to for minority home ownership. I encourage the PDC to consider some of the ways of providing for home ownership that have been suggested by Commissioner Ferran and Commissioner Kadri in terms of a revolving loan that could be used, pay downs and other ways to encourage and provide support for this kind of effort. It's going to be a long-term effort. I see this as just one piece, but a very strong piece for our community. And like the other commissioners, we will be looking for other ways to increase home ownership. I see renting as a step towards, and if we can develop programs that take renters and make them homeowners, I think everybody will be better served. It reminds me, it's very similar to what we are shifting in our thinking about homelessness from providing temporary shelter to permanent supportive housing. I see this in a very similar vein. So I appreciate everybody's efforts, and I think that this is going to be a good thing for our city, for our citizens, for all the people who live here. So we will be voting on this. What is the date that we're going to be voting?
This will come back next Thursday for the, in the 2 p.m. session.
In the 2 p.m. So it does move to a second reading at that time, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you all.
Please read the 3:30 time certain.
Yes.
From the 3:30?
Yeah.
Oh. This is the Mount Tabor thing, you know, the arguing over the stretch of law. I thought you were here for that. For the,
I wasn't.
For the what?
For the property. They were talking about the easement zone for have a path between the one block to the other. And that...
Carlos sent an email and said I wasn't here. I lived in South America.
Okay.
Could we do what? Can we do 3:48, 3:49, and then do that time certain since we're open?
You think the Saltzmans will move fast?
You agree to the language.
Okay.
So we could just nail it out. It's just a vote.